What is up?
Yeah.
Only one. That's one. The church is back.
Martinsville weekend, waiting on this weather here. That's on the corner, getting ready, having our special guests here on this Friday evening here in Manhattan, Kansas here. And once again, I have to get this in here. You can follow me at Eddie_EG3 on your Twitter. Again, at Eddie_EG3. And again, you can find the 3Y NASCAR podcast wherever you get your podcast, iHeartRadio. Excuse me, iHeartRadio, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Amazon, and more. The 3Y NASCAR podcast gig. Wherever you listen to the podcast, folks. And here in just a few moments, here we're waiting on our special guest from the NASCAR Driver Diversity Program. Once again, name is African American Rasha Cruz. It's been literally over a year and some change. So I had him on the podcast. He'll be joining me shortly. We'll be catching up slightly on what's been going on. He's been doing some big things over this past year. So looking forward to diving a little bit on that as well. So look forward to having him on very, very shortly here. So meanwhile, I'm recording this again. It's been a busy, kind of a weird week for me here as I'm recording this episode here on the podcast office and recording it, and kind of still waiting on what's going on with this Xfinity Series race. Obviously, with the weather passing through here in Kansas here in the middle of the week, raining, being cold, and all that jazz here, and reports there in Martinsville, same thing, waiting for that as well, I believe. If I came across that here, they were posted at Drivers to the Cars 20 minutes ago. And yes, this episode, this episode will go out Monday night. It's going to be a busy week for me getting the podcast overall. Got this one and the Purple Project Podcast 50 episode, which feels like a month since I'm promoting that. So continue to wait, Wildcat fans, on that one. That's going to be a good one. Looking forward to that. Also on Sunday night, so I got a lot of stuff going on. A lot has happened since then, and so I'm back on the wellness side of things here. So definitely looking forward to this weekend as well. So, and besides that, and it was not even aware of this was a Dash for Cash race here. And besides that, Harrison Burton, Justin Allgaier, Noah Gregson, AJ Allmendinger in the Dash for Cash race number one, the best finisher out of this group. We're going to know this by the end of when this podcast comes out. They're going to earn $100,000. So we'll know, rain, shine, or not. But hopefully by Sunday, we will know when this podcast comes out. If we don't, that's going to be a problem in his own self there, but we should know by then who won the Dash for Cash, and possibly all of them could win the race as well. Harrison Burton won the race the last time the Xfinity Series race went green as well. So we'll definitely see what happens there on that front as well. The Truck Series here. Real quick, I know our guest is going to be calling in here shortly, or should be calling in shortly, unless I have to call him here. The Truck Series race, obviously, Martin Truex Jr. last time the Truck Series raced at Bristol, he upset the field, including Ben Rhodes, who finished in the second spot as well. So they're going to be taking on, they're going to be taking shape here next Saturday night at Bristol. And speaking of which, I gotta turn it over real quick here. He's calling me right now as I speak. It's time to take the break here. On the other side, Rasha Caruth on the 3Wide NASCAR podcast when we come back.
With EG3. We'll be right back after this intermission break from Manhattan, Kansas. Get down.
Truck Series, Xfinity Series, NASCAR Cup Series, the previous editions, and all of NASCAR. And ladies and gentlemen, we have our special guest on the line. Joining me, obviously, he's been a past guest on the show. Finally, great to have him back on. He's part of the Drive Diversity Program, is in his third season. Also, he's part of the ARCA Menards Series East Rev Racing, and also he does little e-NASCAR racing as well, the Road to Pro Space Station Racing. Welcome back, Roger Kruv, to the 3Wide NASCAR Podcast. How you doing, Roger?
I'm doing great, man. Thanks for having me on, Eddie. It's cool to be back on the show.
It's great to have you back on it. Yeah, we talked just a bit there. Yeah, it's been quite a bit since I last had you on. How's your week been going?
It's been pretty good. You know, we're getting ready for Hickory tomorrow, so I'm excited for that. But besides that, man, just doing school, doing sim racing, and real life racing primarily.
Yeah, yeah. You talked about that a little bit last time. For those of our listeners that are new, have been new to the show for a little bit, Raja, just give us a little bit of a background on how you got yourself in the spot you are.
So basically, I'm really in this position right now because, you know, I'm in this NASCAR Drive for Diversity program, and I was able to make it after making the jump from sim racing back in 2018. And in sim racing, I competed in the eNASCAR Ignite Series on iRacing, and then I was able to make the NASCAR Drive for Diversity Youth Driver Development Program and race Legend Cars in 2019, run late models and Legend Cars last year, and now this year I've made the jump to the ARCA Menards Series East with Max Siegel, and still fielding our late model stock 18 race schedule.
All right. So... were you able to, speaking of iRacing or e-racing, were you able to catch a couple weeks ago the Pro Series Invitation Race at Bristol?
Yes, it was cool to watch that on TV, to have iRacing back on television, and it was cool to watch.
Yeah, definitely very interesting to watch. I did not watch it live, but did go back to watch a few of the highlights of the race there, so it was very entertaining, to say the least of that. There, obviously, you mentioned Hickory just a moment ago. As we're recording this tonight, you guys race tomorrow. Of course, you have your teammates as well. LeVar, Regina, and Isabella are also there with you. How do you like Hickory Speedway?
Hickory is cool. It's a pretty difficult joint, but I like that racetrack. It's fun and hard to get around, but I enjoy going there.
And obviously I mentioned a couple of your new, kind of your new teammates, LeVar and Regina. I talked about them a little bit, at the beginning of the year. Also you have one of your returnees and Isabella as well. How do you guys get along pretty good? I imagine you do with, being there as long as you've been.
I would say so. Yeah, our chemistry is real good. I really like being, you know, the veteran there. I enjoy working with them, being the youngin, and it's fun being teammates with them.
All right, Roger Kruv here on the 3Wide NASCAR Podcast. I'm just getting this now, so I'm doing kind of doing double duty as I'm talking to you. But DMX has passed away today. I'm kind of old school, so I used to listen to his music quite a bit back in the day. There, did you enjoy his music?
He was, you know, before my time. I didn't, my parents, you know, listen to him, but that was before my time, but I'm still not oblivious to him and his music, so, you know, thoughts and prayers to his family, and his circle, and, you know, he was a big person in the world of hip-hop, so,
yeah,
kind of lose him this early on wasn't good at all.
Yeah, what it was not. Yeah, I'm just getting it like little before you called. Just getting it like 15 minutes ago. So I'm just getting the details now. Sorry, it's been a busy week for me. Kind of been a weird week as well. Last year, you were a part, you were a part of some big things last year. Obviously, you scored your. Can't fail to mention, you scored your first win at Greenfield Pickens Speedway last year there, and then you wrapped up some more good top five runs there, but I want to circle back a little bit to that huge win at Greenfield Pickens Speedway right there. How was that winning that race there? How are your emotions after that?
Yeah, so, you know, Eddie, for those at home that don't know, I'm a pretty even-keeled dude, so I don't get excited that much. I don't get, you know, down at all necessarily, so that win was huge though personally for like a morale boost purposes, and you know, for the team as well, really just building up to that point. And I mean, it just it meant a lot, so it was cool to have everything come together like that.
Yeah, and I remember coming across your Twitter feed after that. That was very awesome to see you finally getting that win there. And I know prior to that, you did not have a win. Is that correct? If I remember that correctly?
Yeah. Real life win. So that was pretty fun too.
Yeah. That's big. That's big, Rasha. That's big. Rasha Kruth here in the 3-Wide NASCAR podcast. And I mentioned in that introduction I did with you here at the top here, you got yourself a little ARCA deal. How'd you get that?
Yeah, so just really, it's we applied again, and I mean, that's, we made the team, and I mean, that's really made the program, and I'm trying to think how to say this. Like, we, you know, tried out again for the program and was able to make it and be promoted to the E-Series next year, this year. So, very thankful to do that, to represent Max Siegel and Booker and everybody at Rev Racing, all of our partners. And it's really a dream come true to drive our Chevrolets in the ARCA Menard Series East.
Yeah, that's good to see your progression here as you continue your progression up to the NASCAR levels, man. So also, you're also doing that. You're also doing iRacing as well. Still, you're gonna compete this year in the eNASCAR iRacing Road to the Pro Series, and in your attempt to hopefully qualify for next year's NASCAR Coca-Cola iRacing Series. So, how'd you get signed up for the iRacing Series?
Yeah, so to compete in the eNASCAR Road to Pro qualifying series is pretty cool because really, I outside of Timmy Hill and really that I know of and Josh Berry, I mean, there haven't been really many guys that have made the Coke series and still be racing, you know, equivalently in a high series in real life. So that's kind of a personal goal of mine. You know, I like to think I'm a sim racer at heart as well. You know, I started on sim racing, on iRacing. So, if I could be a Coke driver and be an ARCA driver as well, that would be pretty awesome. And, you know, I can put on my resume that hopefully I maybe won a Coke race or two and, you know, also won an ARCA Menard Series race as well. And hopefully can continue to add to that as the years come.
And you've already got a couple, am I reading this correctly? You already got a couple of starts in the ARCA Menard series already. One at New Smyrna, and he went to Five Flags later on. And then that's about it as far as I read right now. You can correct me if I'm wrong on that. But yeah, explain your experience so far in the ARCA Menard series racing, your two starts. Menard start you made, you finished fourth in the race there at the Pensacola 200 at Five Flags there. How's your learning curve going with those cars?
It's been solid so far. You know, I've got a great group of people around me at Rev Racing, and Micro guys are extremely helpful, and I've been learning so much over just those past few races and being there in the off season as well, working on our stuff. You know, seeing the time, effort, and everything that aside from the money that goes into, you know, these race cars, and I've learned a lot from that aspect, and I believe that's helped me behind the wheel as well, just because I kind of understand everything a little bit more. So the learning curve has definitely been, you know, pretty steep with learning with more weight, more power, and a different tire being on the radial tire as well, going to bigger and faster race tracks, but it's been fun so far.
Nice. Now, how many races will you be driving in the Arca Menards Series East this year?
8.
Oh. So how many tracks should we be going to in those 8?
Yeah, so we'll be going to, we just did New Smyrna, Pensacola, then we'll go Nashville, Dover, what's it called? Nashville, Dover, Nashville, Iowa, Milwaukee, excuse me, and then Bristol.
Oh, those are a nice variety of tracks there. Which one are you most looking forward to going?
I'm looking forward to Dover. You know, that's a home race for me. Basically, I've enjoyed, you know, going to that racetrack since I was a little kid, and to, you know, race there on my own is pretty surreal to think about. But I would say Dover I'm most excited to go to as well. But anytime I can get in an ARC car is awesome. I'm really thankful for this opportunity.
Yeah, I think I remember you saying that last time that Dover was your home track. Yeah, the last time you're on the podcast, so that's going to be good for you to go back up there and hopefully get a good run up there. Roger Cruz here joining me on the 3-Wide NASCAR podcast with EG3. What do you think is the more challenging track for you so far? You can pick any of them, but which so far has been the most challenging for you to get around so far?
It's every track has been somewhat difficult in its own respect, but I mean, so far, I mean, Hickory has been the one that we've struggled, I think, with the most. But besides that, I mean, every racetrack's a racetrack. So I mean, I've enjoyed doing it so far, and I'm just gonna keep on swinging.
Nice. That's the way you gotta do it. That's the way you gotta do it. All right. Kind of circling back to Hickory. I know we're recording tonight. Race is tomorrow. So. What's kind of the schedule for you guys going into that racetrack tomorrow?
I mean, the goal is to win, you know, and when the boat wins there, I think we've got the car capable, the driver's capable, the race team's capable, so definitely think we can do that tomorrow night, and we're just going to, similar to really any other time, I mean, we're just going to run all the laps and learn all we can, and by doing that, we'll be there at the end of the race, both races, and hopefully you've been able to add 2 more wins to our resume so far.
All right. Sounds good. So remind some of our listeners, what are your favorite things to do when you're not iRacing or in a race car getting laps?
Man, I'm going to sound real boring here, but outside of like thing or anything else, I mean, I like basketball. Basketball's fun. I like watching like the Falcon and the Winter Soldier on Disney Plus. Man, I'm pretty boring, man. Like it's racing for me.
Hey, no worries. I've not gotten into the Falcon and Winter Soldier yet. I'm wanting to get into that. Hopefully, I can get into that soon. Don't spoil anything. But how is it a movie or is it a series?
It's a series. So it's been pretty solid so far. I've enjoyed seeing, you know, what they're doing with their characters post-Endgame and introducing new characters and adding real-life, you know, elements and, you know, issues into it as well. So I've really enjoyed it so far.
Nice. And were you able to catch, speaking of basketball, were you able to catch... I know this is a busy time and you're getting racing in and doing all that, but were you able to catch any of the NCAA tournament?
Yeah. So it's I should have bet money on Baylor, I'll be honest with you, because I don't know, like, an undefeated team. You know, I was talking with Booker at Reds the other day, and I was like, and Booker was like, the undefeating team never stays undefeated, and I was like, you're right about that. So, you know, Baylor getting the dub there is pretty cool to see. I don't really have a college team that I've, you know, root for outside of, you know, my Rams, although, you know, they didn't go to the tournament this year, but that's all I got to say on that.
Yeah, and I live in Big 12 country, so I mean we've seen Baylor all year, and we wanted to see Baylor and Gonzaga go at it for the title. I know a lot of people had Gonzaga as well, so Baylor, man, they turn it on. I mean, they were just on another level on Monday. Yeah, it's been a long week. They're just on another level. And I thought Gonzaga, they were kind of dragging a little bit after their thriller of a game against UCLA the other night. So yeah, Baylor, they were the better team and they got it done. So, but. So what is your rest of your schedule like for Rev Racing this year? Any races coming up after Hickory? I know you're focused on that for tomorrow night. Any more scheduled races for you for 2021?
Yeah, so we've got our East schedule, and we've got 16 more late model races, and that's really it for this year as of right now.
All right. And you have... I know you had got that one last year. So any more next level goals, Ross, you got for this upcoming year? I know you want to get that win for tomorrow night. You want to add on any more goals?
Basically, I mean, I just, you know, want to try to win every race we can. I think we're in position to win the ARCA race, the ARCA championship this year, and confident in myself and this race team, think we can do that. So, we're going to keep on trying for that. I think we can do that. And I'm going to try my hardest, and I think we can do that. And besides that, we'll keep on trying hard. And, you know, that's really all I got to say on that.
And who's your crew chief on your Rev Racing team?
I mean, I think as a whole, our program, I think the sky's the limit for our program. So, I think we're just going to keep on trying. I think, honestly, like, all four of our late model guys, I think, our late model teammates, and also Nick. Nick's had really not great luck this year, but, you know, as a whole, we're all, you know, capable drivers, and I think we can all, you know, do some great things.
All right, I will definitely keep an eye on you guys for tomorrow night. Tell the listeners... what time is the action going to start at Hickory tomorrow night?
That is a great question. I think so, but you know, rain is going to be a factor tomorrow, unfortunately. So
yeah.
I'm going to find out then.
Okay. Yeah, that's been the issue this week for Martinsville as well, for the Xfinity. As we're recording this right now, I still don't know if they start the race or not. I'll find out when I... get wrapped up this interview or not. Yeah, that's been the kind of the big thing. I know rain moved through here, here in Kansas where I live at, Tuesday and Wednesday. So yeah, that's been kind of the big issue there. So hopefully we'll see some racing, but if not, I'm sure it'll be for the next day. Speaking of which, have you been following the Cup Series at all? I'm sure you are, but have you been paying much close attention to any of the action so far this year?
I have been, you know, supporting Bubba. He's been a big help to me, and I mean, just paying attention, seeing, learning from them guys. You know, they're the best ever, or the best, yeah, the best series in the world, most competitive series, I would say. So, learning what I can each and every week, and supporting Bubba.
Yep, that's right. That is right, and of course, they're at Martinsville, which Bubba does get around Martinsville very, very well. And the last guest I had on here last week said he's also a big follower of Bubba's, saying he's going to win tomorrow night. So what are your thoughts on Bubba's chances for if they can get that race in tomorrow night? You think he's going to have himself a night tomorrow night?
Yeah, he gets around his joint good. I think he's definitely going to be have a chance at getting it done.
Oh, yeah. I just got a feeling he's going to... if they can put, like I've been saying, man, if they can put that whole race together, they're going to be a force to be working with, especially at the paperclip tomorrow night. We know he's upgrading equipment. He's got a good crew chief. And they can just put the whole race together, man. He's going to be a factor tomorrow night, so I'm looking forward to seeing that happen. So we'll see.
All right. I think so as well.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, he's had a couple good. He's had good fast race cars. The luck hasn't gone his way. So hopefully tomorrow night can start get himself rolling, and good things can be on the rise for Bubba for sure. Yeah,
so, I agree as well.
Awesome stuff. All right, sir. Before I let you go, tell everybody, Rasha, where we can find you, keep up with you on social media.
Just add @RashaCruz_ Instagram, Twitter, TikTok, Twitch. I've got a YouTube, got a Facebook as well. You can check up on that, and also head to my website. I've got all that information on there for what I got going on.
Yeah, and real quick, this is my first, talking with you tonight, I hopped onto a website here. Gave it a good read for a little bit. How long have you had the website?
I've had it for... I've had a website since... I want to say 2018, 2019. I mean, that was from iRacing. Just iRacing, sim racing, trying to get going. And I've had it really since then, and really has grown it with time. And,
Nice work. Well... Rasha, honored to have you back on the podcast. Keep up the hard work. You're doing a great, good job. Good luck whenever the race goes green at Hickory. Good luck the rest of the way, and we'll talk with you soon, man. Good luck.
Thanks, Eddie. Thanks for having me. Hopefully we can run good tomorrow for you guys.
That'd be awesome. All right.
All right, talk to you later.
Yep.
Sports podcasts, Spotify, Audio Boom, Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, and more. We'll talk to you next time, going 3 wide.